Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, Dave Flyer on 720 WGN. So Black Friday means different things to different people, but for many craft beer connoisseurs, it means the highly anticipated release of the renowned Bourbon County Stout lineup of barrel-aged beers through special beer-centric Black Friday events throughout the city and across the country. 6 years ago, when Anheuser-Busch InBev, the world's largest beer maker, purchased Chicagoland craft brewery Goose Island, there was one goal, and that was to put the full distribution firepower of the brewing giant behind America's most popular independent brand, and they've done just that. And before I introduce the folks from Goose Island, I have a beer connoisseur with me in studio, and it's a guy that's joined us, I think, almost every year for the last four years or so. It's Mr. Rob Martyr. Good morning, Rob.
Great to be here. Always. I look forward to this. Annually.
I do, too. I do.
This is great.
Because I know you're a beer guy, but you're a bourbon guy.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
important that you have an affinity for both.
And I love the bourbon barrel beers. I think Goose Island probably does it just about the best of anybody that I've ever tasted.
So, oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they're at the forefront.
Absolutely. And joining us in studio to talk about Goose Island's history and the big Bourbon County Stout releases and some other seasonal features is Mike Siegel. He's a research and development manager for Goose Island. Good evening.
Hello.
I'm so glad you're back, man.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
And congratulations on the birth of your first child. Was it last
yeah.
year?
Yeah,
oh,
one year
cool.
ago.
Very
yeah.
cool. Very cool.
It's a good thing we have beer in front of us to celebrate.
That's right.
Perfect.
We just need some cigars, man. That's
yeah.
what we need. So share with us a little bit about the history, not only of Goose Island, but of Bourbon County Stout. Let's start off with Goose Island.
So Goose Island was founded as a brew pub on the north side in 1988 by John Hall in a very different beer landscape than what we have right now. John was a traveler. He was in logistics. He traveled to Europe quite a bit, tasted English ales or Czech lagers, and really wanted a way to get beer, better beer, to Chicago.
So he wasn't initially a beer guy even.
He's an entrepreneur, and he started up a brewery, and Honker's Ale was our first ale and our first beer. And by 1995, he was kegging and bottling, getting it out to bars in the area and greater area. So that's where I work now, on the Near West Side, right by United Center, actually.
Sure.
1800 West Fulton. And, these days we probably release 50-something beers to the Chicago market a year. Wow. And a lot more in our tap room. It's anything goes.
That's awesome. And Bourbon County Stout, how many years has that been?
It's been
over 20, right?
Yeah. I mean, at least the mid-90s. I mean, it was a tribute to the Batch 1000 at the pub, and Greg Hall, brewmaster at the time, John's son, wanted to do a special batch. And as the story goes, he was doing a beer dinner in Indiana, and he happened to be sat next to Booker No, legendary master distiller, former master distiller at Jim Beam. And this is where they coordinated this hookup between getting a Jim Beam barrel to a brewery. They made a special batch of an Imperial Stout, the original Bourbon County Stout, put it in a barrel for 3 months, and then they released this beer to the world that people really couldn't wrap their head around.
And these master distillers, by the way, just a little side note here, they hold on to that job like a pope sometimes.
Yeah.
They're around a long
yeah.
time,
yeah.
right? Yeah.
And one of the beers that we're going to get to in a minute is paying tribute to that relationship with Booker No and his son.
Well, let's talk a little bit about. So, I mean, you're aging this beer in bourbon barrels. I mean, that's what makes this so unique and so special.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You can't put any beer in a bourbon barrel and let it sit for 8 to 10 months and expect good results. You need a really big, bold beer, which, of course, this beer is. And the other beers in the family. So putting beer in a bourbon barrel, of course, you're going to pick up a lot of the character from the oak, from the whiskey itself, and that's going to lend a certain character. And if you don't have a beer that matches well with that, it can throw it out of balance. So our goal is to make a beer that's really a good foil for the character of the bourbon barrel.
Now, Rob, I mean, you know, we both have kids and stuff, so, you know, there's a lot of things we line up for Black Friday for toys or gifts. I don't anymore. I don't know if you go out and do that, but people line up. At, I mean, really, Thanksgiving night, if not earlier, to line up for this beer.
Well, look, I mean, the fact of the matter is that Goose Island's put together this fantastic product, and now, I guess from what we were talking about off the air, and I think it's probably a good time to bring it up, demand is certainly outpacing what you guys are able to produce.
Yeah, it takes us so for this year's release, we started filling barrels in June of last year.
Wow.
June of 2016 for release in November of 2017. So it takes us nearly a year and a half to make the volume that will go across the country and generally be sold out within a day or two.
And last year you had four different variants. This year you've got six.
Correct.
So we're up in the ante on this whole
thing. Yeah, and I think that's, you know, riffing on the original is something that the fans of the beer really appreciate. We've always done six plus years, we've done a coffee version with our next door neighbors, Intelligentsia.
Yep.
Again, we'll get to that in a second. But and we do a local release called Proprietors. But we're just we like to have fun with these beers.
Yeah,
you know, be respectful of them. We can't go too wild. We need to remember that it's a bourbon barrel aged stout, and that's the base of the beer. But we'll riff on the flavors for sure.
Well, you know, and this is tough. I'm trying to communicate this to our listeners. So, you know, there's nothing I like less than hearing people eat and drink on the air. But I'd really like you to talk about all the unique flavors that are infused into these amazing beers. What do you want to start with here?
Yeah. So so I brought all six, of course.
Yeah.
You can't really talk about beer without tasting it.
No, it's true. It's totally true.
It's a brewer's sin.
Yeah.
So starting with on the far left, we've got our Bourbon County Barley Wine.
Okay. So tell us.
We've been making this. So barley wine, and really more of an English-style barley wine. And what that means is it's a wine of barley. It's a big, big malty beer, a lot of toasty notes, caramel and toffee notes that pair well with the character that you get from the bourbon barrel, the vanilla. So it's not going to be roasty and cocoa and coffee forward like you will get from the malts from Bourbon County Stout, which is the base for all the rest of the beers. But it's going to be very rich. That mouthfeel that kind of coats the mouth, a nice sugar balance that to counter the heat of the bourbon.
And this is second and third use barrels. So often it's not only the second use from the bourbon, but it's also from Bourbon County Stout, right?
Well, that's how we used to do it. Now it's just all bourbon barrels. So we no longer do the, as you say, the third use. So
okay.
This is entirely
okay.
Fresh bourbon
right.
barrels that
okay.
this gets aged in for about 5 months.
Okay. Rob, what do you think here?
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Absolutely.
It's very smooth. And that's the one thing. You know, I guess when I'm just drinking regular beer, and I'll just tell you, I drink Old Style in the summertime.
Sure. That's what my dad and grandpa used to drink.
Just liquid gold. But you know what? This kind of turned me on to darker beers, and I wasn't really ever a dark beer guy in general. You know, I mean, how about you?
I was turned on to Guinness quite a few years ago. Obviously, that's a heavier, darker beer.
Yeah.
So these bourbon barrels in this series, certainly right in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I mean, I really enjoy them.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. It's there's quite a few bourbon barrel aged beers now, but we've been doing it for, as we said earlier, a few decades now, many years. And every year we like to kind of riff on the original theme, but getting, you know, the next one in line, you know, moving to the Bourbon County Stout, we want to make sure we get the original right every single year.
And we have to mention, too, normal beer, the alcohol content is what?
5%.
5-6%. And this one, these are more...
These are in the 13s and 14%.
Yeah.
So it's... These are sipping beers, as we said.
These are sipping beers. Yeah, I've realized
and
that.
And they come in a 16.9-ounce or... if you prefer 500 milliliter bottle, and which is a pretty big serving.
Sure.
So we generally, you know, these get cracked open. If you can get your hands on one,
yeah,
you like to
right.
share it, right?
Yeah.
And they're big beers.
Yeah.
They're sipping beers.
Yeah.
They're really, really rich. So to have, you know, a few ounces of each and be able to compare is a really nice treat.
It is. It really is. What's the next one you want to get?
The Bourbon County Stout.
Okay.
So this is the original. This is, again, the base for this beer, the Imperial Stout.
I get excited just smelling the beer and just sniffing,
and
I shouldn't say smelling. I should say sniffing. It's just amazing to me.
This one, just at first taste, would be a beer that I would love to sit out on the patio, cold fall day, evening.
Yeah.
Get the fire pit going. Get the cigar out there with me.
Yeah.
And I can sip this one.
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah. The cigar. I'm not a cigar smoker, but we have plenty of them at the brewery, and they love doing that.
Last year, and I know you're not doing this year, but last year they had Bourbon County cigars that were the tobacco was in the bourbon barrels, and that's how the flavor came through. It was the most amazing cigar I've ever had. Yeah.
Yeah. But these are you don't need to pair them with anything. They are dessert.
Yeah.
They're just beautiful beers that have lots of complexity, and I encourage people to not drink them super cold. Drink them.
Yeah, I was
drink
ask
them.
You, about that.
You know, yeah. You could drink them all the way up to room temp, but you know, slightly cool would be nice. But don't drink them very, very cold like you would a lager, let's say.
And how are you storing them? Like once you so first of all, you got to get your hands on them. We'll talk a little bit about that later. But you know, where's the best place to put them?
Generally cellar temperature.
Okay.
You know, you could store them in your refrigerator if you want to keep them in there. Keeping beer cold as possible. Without, you know, prior to freezing is the best way. Yeah.
Okay.
Keep it cold, but up to cellar temperature. This beer we say develops in the bottle for up to 5 years, but it could probably even go a little longer than that.
I'm sure it could.
People get a big kick out of tasting, vintages back to back. So you taste a 2013, 14, 15, 16.
I don't think I've ever had two of a different year in my hand. I've had them. I had a 2013 that a buddy had over the summer, which was incredible, but I've never tasted them side to side. But I mean, with the Bourbon County Stout, obviously there's more consistency with that.
Yeah. And again, barrel aging is every year we always strive to hit that flavor profile, but they're going to be different year to year. You know, there are going to be differences. This year for Bourbon County Stout, we went exclusively to Heaven Hill barrels, 4 to 6 year old Heaven Hill barrels. So instead of going from a wide range of distilleries, we use just from one distillery.
Okay.
You know what? And the Bourbon County Stout is interesting because you mentioned that it's a dessert kind of beer and you don't need to pair it with anything.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, and I know I'm comparing apples and oranges here, but I'll go ahead and do it anyway, of ice wine. It's thicker. It's richer.
Mm.
It's something you sip. And this is definitely something that I'd put on my table, the Bourbon County Stout, for after a big meal. Because it's a great beer.
It's a dessert
in
itself,
And we do pairings with it. Obviously, it could pair well with just about any dessert, you know, chocolate, fruit, et cetera. So we do that when we do beer dinners, but it stands alone, obviously.
Really, what do you want to try next?
So the one coming up next is the Bourbon County Stout Reserve. So this is the one I mentioned earlier, paying tribute to that connection to Booker Noe and now his son, Fred Noe. Booker's passed on, but so Booker created Knob Creek as an extension. It's part of the Jim Beam family, and it is one of their premium bourbons. And they're celebrating their 25th anniversary this year, and we've got a great relationship with them. So we were able to get barrels from them, put the original Bourbon County Stout into those barrels for about the same amount of time. So these two, the Bourbon County Stout and the Bourbon County Stout Reserve, are, when you're tasting, go back and forth between the two, because the only difference is the barrel. I mentioned the Bourbon County Stout, the original, is using 4 to 6 year old Heaven Hill barrels. The Reserve is using 11 year old Knob Creek barrels. Everything else is the same.
All right, what's the next one here?
Northwoods. So this is the creation.
I'm excited about this one. Okay.
Yes, this is the creation of our brewmaster, Jared Jankowski. And so what's in this is we used blueberry juice and almond extract. And I'll get to the reason why in a second. We did use almonds in the next beer after this, but we want to use almond extract because if you've ever smelled like amaretto or marzipan, that almond paste, it's a really intense almond character that almost takes on its own thing. But amaretto and marzipan are the two closest things that I associate with. So it's different from than just smelling roasted almonds.
It really comes through. I mean,
it really does. It's refreshing.
Great, and it's another sweet beer. Which I like.
Yeah.
Now I've got to ask you though. Northwoods, is he from Wisconsin or
he is
the Upper Peninsula?
He's from Eau Claire.
Okay. All right. So he's a Wisconsin guy. I get it.
He is. Very nice. He's a Packer fan. He's.
We won't hold that against.
Yeah.
Him.
He's. so he's a great guy, and so he named it and he put this together. And we've used various fruits in Bourbon Counties over the years, but we've never used blueberries. So this was a nice way to incorporate blueberry, and then that almond extract really pops in the aroma.
Actually, I've got a technical question because, you know, craft beers have really taken on a life of their own over the past decade, 12 years, 15 years, whatever it is. You guys are creating something like this. You obviously have to take into consideration the chemistry, the makeup of the ingredients, that sort of thing.
Sure.
How long does it take to, you know, basically R&D, you know, research and development? I mean,
how long does it take
to produce something like Northwoods?
So I'm glad you asked that, because when we do the variants, we're taking the Imperial Stout that's been aging in the barrel for 8-10 months. So that's the base. So basically the second cup here, Bourbon County Stout.
And so we're starting the same.
And then we're adding some ingredients to it. on what we call the cold side. So not in the brew house on the hot side, but on the cold side in our cellar.
I mean, do you literally just throw the stuff in there and let it go?
Yeah, it you know, it's calculated for sure.
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, like the Italian grandmother. Ah, we're going to eyeball it. It's okay. Yeah.
But a lot of work goes into it. But first you need the idea. And, you know, then you get the ingredients, and then you figure out how you're going to incorporate it. But the idea is usually a two-month period of time at the very beginning of the year, I put together a bit of a panel where all the brewers can bring their ideas. So we give them the beer. We say, go into your spice cabinet or into your local produce store. Come up with an idea.
So smaller batches.
Bring me back, like a liter.
Okay.
Bring me back something that I can taste. You know, an idea on paper is great, but I want to taste your idea. And we score them, and we do this over the course of about four rounds. And the winners are these two here, Northwoods and Proprietors. So it's really just probably starting with 60 ideas and whittling our way down to two.
I'm really digging this.
Yeah, me too.
Northwoods, yeah,
me too.
It's a better part of a year to make all these things happen.
I mean, they're all great, but right now Northwoods is my winner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And so the next one, as we were talking about this kind of mini contest amongst the brewers, is Proprietors. So that's our Chicago-only release. And that came through the same system that Northwoods did, which is come up with an idea, bring it in for us to taste, and we're going to evaluate it. And this one was absolutely the top. So what we've got here is our base stout again with banana puree. We've got cassia bark, a.k.a. cinnamon, and a few different forms of almonds. We've got roasted almonds and almond slivers. So not like the extract in Northwoods. This is going to give you more of a kind of a familiar almond character. If you had a handful of roasted almonds in your palm and you were chewing on them and you were smelling them.
Okay.
So
that's nice.
Very much that's like good. a banana bread almost. Mm-hmm. So it's very luscious.
So this is a breakfast beer.
Which I've been known to do, so I don't hold that against me. No, but this is very good.
Yeah. If you like banana bread in your boozy stouts, then you will like this.
So again, back to the technical side of what you guys do. Mm-hmm. You incorporate banana. What are you putting in from the banana? The puree.
Mm-hmm. It's it's a pureed banana.
Okay.
So it's
like you'd mash up for a baby.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Pretty much. Cool. And we have ways of incorporating it into the beer. And a lot of these things are just time, contact time. You extract the flavor from that and then move on. Same with the almonds.
I've got another question too, Dave, and I've always wondered this because, you know, I have been to Goose Island, obviously.
Yeah.
But what's the smell like when you guys are cranking up this stuff? I mean,
when you're working
great.
When you're, again, in the case of this one, cinnamon is very, very bold, aromatic. Sure. Mm-hmm. So whenever we're working with cinnamon, you can smell it all over.
I would assume the coffee, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, coffee. Yeah. So you know what those aromas that really just will go for hundreds of yards almost. But every ingredient's different, and sometimes we're using whole fruit, sometimes we're using juice, sometimes we're using we've been using nuts a lot lately because I think they're complementary to the beer. But we try to push ourselves. A lot of these will never repeat again, or at least not for a long time. So next year we're going to be doing something different.
Which makes them so unique and so rare.
And I think that's why people seek them out.
And then we have coffee here.
Yeah, so the last of the six here is this year's release is using, so it's Intelligentsia, is literally our next door neighbor. We share a wall with them. And they're just fabulous folks. They're excellent coffee sourcers. We've been using a lot of single origin coffees over the years. And we said this year, you know what? Let's go back to the original. And that is in 2010, we did Black Cat, their espresso, which a lot of people are familiar with. Just a really, it's not even as highly roasted as a lot of regular espressos. So it's not as bold as a lot of espressos, but it's just got a lot of beautiful character to it.
It does. And
you need that to stand up to this beer.
Funny, I'm not a coffee guy. I'm more of a tea guy. And I love the aroma. I love the smell of coffee in the morning. I don't drink it.
Sure.
But I love this, how it's infused. It smells phenomenal.
So we make a cold brew. And I don't know if you're familiar with cold brews, but essentially instead of using hot water and having a really quick infusion, you do a very long infusion, probably 12 to 15 hours with cold water. So the water never gets hot and you extract less bitterness and acidity, but you get all the aroma, the flavor. And we're basically making cold brew coffee and a lot of it, and we mix that in with the beer.
Well, for me, this is the trifecta because I love coffee. I love bourbon,
there you go.
And I love beer.
Yeah,
so,
boom, it is a trifecta for you.
You found what
it's
you
like,
need.
It's like the hat trick of beer for me.
and it really is. And this one ends up being, I think you have coffee geeks, you have beer geeks, and people just come together on this.
Yeah.
So we've been doing this for a number of years, and it's just annually amongst our most popular.
It's absolutely fabulous. But now I know folks are wondering what this is all about and where they get it from. And we've been talking about this for the last 5 years on my show, but it's Black Friday, and that's the release. It's beginning at 9 o'clock on Black Friday across the city of Chicago, various locations also across the country, correct?
Correct.
And Binny's, Jewel Osco also participating, but it's 9 a.m. The big one is the Lincoln Park location, right?
Correct, on 1720 North Marcy Street.
Mm-hmm. And
right across from the Goose Clybourne Pub, I should
right,
say.
Right, which is right there.
Which is a good combo move.
So get there early because there's 1,000 tickets, and that's it.
Yeah, the first 200 people in line will get a Goose Island Broome County Stout tote bag, which includes poster, the intelligence, and coffee.
Cool. The posters are cool. I saw them last year.
It's some good swag. Yeah. So that's the first 200 in line. Like you mentioned earlier, we have people lining up sometimes 2 days in advance.
So I went.
Now, that isn't the norm, but you have people that are lining up the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. This goes on sale Friday morning.
And I went to Proprietor's Day last year. I'm going to go today. And that was the most unique experience because I walked through the line and spoke to so many different people. And there were people that drove across the country to be there for that day. And they were driving back that night. And that's how unique it was. I can't even tell you how long the line was. And I know that's sold out already. But it's a big, folks, I got to tell you, it's a big deal. And yeah, you can find some sprinkled throughout the year, and I'm very good at sniffing that out, so that I have some at the house. You can go to beermenus.com and some other things too. But the big day is Friday, and that's how you can get a little something.
This is the golden ticket for adults. This is Charlie and the
really
Chocolate
is.
Factory
it is.
For
it
adults.
Is. Yeah,
yeah, and that's something we never lose sight of. Is we never take for granted is that people. Really love this beer, and so we'll go out, walk the lines at Binny's, the hundreds of people, and just really say thank you to them. That's the most important thing.
And you always team up with some different companies every single year, and I know one of them who's going to be on the show later today is Bang Bang Pie. They've made some pies using the proprietors, right?
Yeah,
which
correct.
Is very cool.
Yeah.
And that's one of my favorite places, too. They're bringing in some pie later, so I might have to save some beer for the pie later.
Yeah.
And do a little pairing. Co-op sauce. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, hot sauce. Again, there are 5 different local companies that were making different concoctions, different items. Black Dog Gelato.
Yeah.
Ryan Hall's making a beer schnapps. And Stock Manufacturing's making a work shirt. So it's just teaming up with local businesses. And just, people love, we love collaboration. People love Broome County Stout. It's just a way to kind of spread the joy this time of year.
And you got to get an opportunity to go over to Goose Island and check things out. And there's a tap room. There's tours that happen there.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, 1800 West Fulton. Come see us. That's where I work. The tap room's right below my office. So, or my cube, I should say, or my office. But they have lots of fun there.
Very cool. Again, Broome County Stout released on Black Friday. And again, for more information on all this stuff, you can go to gooseisland.com. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
All right, happy holidays.
Rob, thanks for hanging out.
Love it.
All right, buddy.
Enjoy the beer.
It's 720 WGN.